the Island, starring John Lund. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This Corporal Lacey was okay, a good Marine. And the way I looked at it, he'd been hopping too many islands. Battle fatigue can get the best of him. Anyway, here I was somewhere in Okinawa with him, in the middle of the night, and I just as least be anywhere else. Okay, DeBoy, the slip trench is deep enough. I guess we're safe for a while. Where are we, anyhow? A couple of miles behind the jet line. How safe is that?
You worry too much, pal, even for a guy on his first patrol.
I've been thinking of it as my last.
Ah, relax like me. And me. Nothing. It's just a scream of meaning. Got some kind of sail adjustment that cuts the wind and sort of screams. The limps use it to scare us.
They sure succeeded. You scare easy, pal.
Sure.
I'm a pushover for that Shrekkite stuff.
Shrekkite? What kind of jive is that?
It means terror. Rifleness. The Germans got a whole arsenal of terror weapons.
The Japs got a few themselves. You take the first watch. I'm second in.
Maybe
I'll just sit here and dream a while.
You're sure picking a fine time for it.
Did I ever tell you about my island?
Yeah, you told me.
What is this island?
You must have told me 50, 60 times already.
So I'll tell you again. This island is a sort of special place. No rain, no jungle rot, no war.
That is no such place.
On this island, a man would never go hungry. All you got to do is fish a little with the natives. They're all big men and friendly. Not like the Nips. And all the dames are beautiful.
You read too many comic books.
That's where I'm fixing to go. As soon as I find it. Never going back stateside. I'm going to lay down under that little old banyan tree. I'll rest the while.
I let him lay on it. What else could I do? Argue with him?
Live off the...
There I was, a couple of miles behind the enemy lines, with a stranger.
Somewhere out there.
His eyes narrowed in a thousand-yard stare. His rush of words like a nervous twitch. He raved on about a place that don't exist. Big men. Beautiful women.
An island. Real pretty. Different. Like nothing you ever saw. All surrounded by mist.
And then I found myself listening. Sort of hypnotized. I knew I was just into battle fatigue. Like I said, the corporal had hopped too many islands. He'd seen too much death. Too many crack-ups. He was half-cracked and slightly dead himself. So what could I do? Argue with him?
Pineapple. Bat the breeze with the people. And I'll find me a beautiful girl and we'll...
DeBoy.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Look, DeBoy. Out there. Coming toward us. Over there. A bunch of them.
Not a bunch, four. Three men and a woman.
They're heading right for it. Put down that rifle. What's the matter, you flip or something?
They're not Japs. The men are too big. And a woman. See, she's beautiful in the moonlight.
Japs are no Japs. I ain't taking no chance. Knock it off, you jerk. You hit the dame.
Lacey, where you going? I'm going to see if she's hurt. Come on.
Don't go, Lacey. You know the Japs. There might be a trick.
Don't worry about me. Let go of my arm.
You'll get yourself killed.
Not me, Tabori. I'll live to spit on your grave. Now let's go.
Okay. I hope you know what you're doing. Must be around here somewhere. Listen. Came from over there. Come on. Here she is.
Gregory! Is you Gregory?
Break out your first aid kit, DeBoy. Here. Look, lady. Let me fix your arm, huh? Look, see? Bandages, adhesive tape, penicillin.
You don't get what you're talking about.
She gets the idea. Yeah, now, that's right, lady. Now, this won't hurt a bit. Yeah. She just got nicked a little in the arm. It's just a flesh wound.
She trusts you.
Yeah, she trusts me more than you do. Didn't I tell you she was beautiful?
You told me a lot of things. How about the men she was with, the big men?
They weren't Japs.
Not Japs. In a pig's eye, they weren't Japs.
No, they're not Japs.
Yeah, you see? Then, what were they?
They are my people.
Who are you? What's your name?
Please go
home.
I want to go home.
Now go home. Scram. Lose yourself.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let her alone, Lacey.
You keep out of this.
And let her go. Let her go back to her rice paddy.
You still don't catch the body. She ain't from Okinawa. She's from that island. That island I was telling you about.
Kaisa Yagachi. Yagachi Shima.
Shima, see? Shima means island.
Yes, island.
So what are you doing here?
I'm not in there. Japanese being like him, come in.
He's crazier than you are, whoever.
Shut up. Shaki, Shaki. Where is your island? Where is Yagachi Shima?
In the east. In China Sea. Half a day down Okinawa by canoe.
Canoe?
What's it like, Taki? What's your island like?
Never mind the island. Let's find a canoe. But you see, Lacey, with the canoe, we can get back to our lives by water. Taki, can you find a canoe?
Yes, I think I can.
Let's go. Light, her delicate face was like ancient ivory. Her hair was long and black and drawn tight over her head. She was straight and slim. She walked with dignity. She was beautiful. Beautiful as a dream. Lacey's dream. For a moment, she had me dreaming too. But only for a moment. Then we were on the beach and there was a canoe. And leaning against the prow of Jack Sentry. You never know what hit him.
Hurry up, Taki. In the canoe. Push off, Tomori. You take the bow.
Where to?
Straight out to sea. Do we? You know what I think? I think we're going to make it. Okay, Tomori. We can take it easy now.
I'm not taking it easy till we cross that perimeter.
How are you going to tell at night? Maybe you think they got neon signs.
What are you going to do then?
We're going to stand by till morning.
I don't know. I think it'd be better to...
However you think, you're outvoted. You're outvoted 2-1.
You're pulling rank, Corporal?
Why not, knucklehead? The skipper's got one skipper and I'm it.
There you...
If I want any stuff out of you, I'll knock it out of you. I'm warning you. Don't foul up this detail.
So what was I going to do? Argue with him? Start a private firefight in the middle of the China Sea? I was getting a little combat weary myself. Lacey. She was all charged up. As though his crazy dream had come true. Lying on the narrow deck of the canoe, I could hear him droning on about the island. It's not like other islands, is it, Taki?
Hey, you've been living at this. I wish I could show you how.
It's pretty, huh?
It's very pretty, but...
Is the fishing good?
Oh, very good fishing.
I knew it would be like that. I knew it. And that's the last thing I remember. I guess I fell asleep. And then suddenly it was daylight and...
Tomori! Look! Tomori!
Huh? What?
Look over there. What do you see?
An island. Just an island.
Not just an island. My island.
How do you know?
Look. Surrounded by mist. Just like I said.
Tell it to the Marines when we get back to Okinawa.
Stand by the ram, Tomori. We ain't going back to Okinawa.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want no more trouble from you, Tomori.
And don't make any up.
Wait.
You looking for your rifle? Don't bother. Because I got it right here. Now get your rump forward.
You're crazy.
Move, Tabori. You're flirting with a purple heart. Now lean on that paddle. Ah, that's right. We're heading for your gotcha.
Our canoe scraped the coral beach of Yagachi about 4 hours later. Lacey was right. It was a lovely island.
Well, here we are. Seeing's believing, huh, Tabori?
Funny. So close to Okinawa, and this place looks like it never heard a shot fired in anger.
Where are your people, Taki?
A long way over here. But you must not come. You go back now.
Oh, no. I'm sticking around. How about you, Tabori?
I came this far. I'll sweat it out just for laughs.
You're going to laugh out of the wrong side of your face.
Oh, you mean it's not too loud.
I just a figure of speech, Taki. Let's go. Pine trees and casuarinas rattled in the streets, downed winds in the China Sea. In the fields were raspberry bushes. There were lilies in the short grass and scarlet flowers. But I was looking for people. The big men of Lacey's dreams. The girls all as lovely as the girl walking beside us. I was tense with expectancy at each bend in the trail. The basic senses had vanished. We'd lost them because we had found Taki.
Rob, Bert, Lacey.
No, no, Taki. My name is Lacey. I'll try it again.
Lacey.
Lacey. L, like in. Well, this is a lily. You are a lady.
And you're loco.
Tabori, I'm going to cold cock you.
This is so funny. You throw you, Marty. The first time I saw Hucky.
Yeah, me too. I've been dreaming about you for so long. I always knew I'd find you.
I'll never forget what you say.
I'll never let you forget.
Oh, Lacey.
No, Lacey. L. Like in love.
They walked on together. The tall Marine and the slim girl with the ivory skin. Now and then she'd look up at Lacey and a pained expression clouded her face. As though she were afraid to believe him. But I did. Loneliness, the weariness of war, the refuge in a dream. Very soon now that dream would burst like a bubble and become reality. I had to find out. It was a tough, hard climb, but finally we reached the summit. Down below it in a little valley was the village of Taki's people. And floating up to us was a strange, sad sound.
Maybe it's what you call a ceremony or something.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's for us. I bet they know we're coming.
Mm-hmm. Is it a day?
What happened, I suppose? The war?
The war, yes. Yeah. Die.
Well, everybody's people die. It's gotta happen sooner or later.
Yes. Sooner or later.
Like I always say, here today, gone tomorrow.
I never heard it so well put.
The boy dropped dead, had dry up.
Let's go, Taki. As we went down the mountainside, the singing stopped. When we got to the village, it was deserted. Taki stopped us at the edge of the clearing.
If you wait to see him, I'll come back soon with father. This is not his trip.
You going to stay here on the island with me, Tabori?
No, Lacey, I just want one good look at your big men and beautiful women in their native habitat. Then I'm shoving off Okinawa.
Still skeptical, huh?
Yeah. Something screwy about this place. I'm not sure what it is, but I got to find out. Or it'll drive me crazy the rest of my life.
You mean crazy like me?
I didn't say that.
Since we left Okinawa, you've been giving me a bad time.
It was mutual.
And now you call me crazy.
I know what I said.
I know what you think. I know what you'll do once you get back to Okinawa. You'll tell the MPs I went over the hill. You'll tell them where I am. And they'll come after me.
You are crazy.
I'm just crazy enough to make sure that you keep your trap shut. Remember, Tabori? I said I'd be around to spit on your grave.
Tracy, stop kidding around with that rifle.
I ain't kidding. I'm going to kill you, Tabori. But first you're going to see I was right. I want to see the expression on that smart aleck face of yours when you admit it. And then I'm going to kill you. Here they come. Get over there by that tree and keep your mouth shut.
He's Father Hoffman, you see.
You the head man?
I suppose you could call me that.
Well, you're not an Oriental.
No, Austrian. But what can I do for you?
I want to stay here. With Taki.
I'm afraid you can't.
I'll work my way.
That's not the point. You
can't. I don't want no argument.
You cannot stay.
Why not?
He's a leper.
But he's so beautiful.
I know, my son. But in 3 years, 5 years,
oh, Taki.
came like this, but I'm not to know how. And then I could not even if I want to. I wanted to last another hour, another minute. Goodbye, Lucy. I'll never forget you.
I won't forget you either. It was like a dream come true. For a while it was.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Padre, what's this all about?
It's quite simple. Horrible and simple. 2 nights ago, the Japanese came to the leper colony. They took more than half my patients to Okinawa and headed them towards the American line.
But why?
To disrupt your advance. There was no chance of contagion, but, well, my patients aren't all as beautiful as Taki.
I see. Shrekly sight.
Exactly. A weapon of terror.
The boy? Yeah, Lacey?
I guess we better move out.
You ready, pal? Yeah. Long road back to Okinawa.
Yeah, for me, the road back is longer than that.
In which John Lund starred in William N. Robeson's production of The Island by Millard Kaufman. In a moment, the names of tonight's supporting Mr. Lund in The Island were Lillian Bias, Joe DeSantis, and Hans Conried. Listen. Listen again next week when we return with The Crowded Void by Michael Frost. Another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.